Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome D-Tech Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Oh, happy 4th, 7th of July. There, Ted.
Happy 7th of July, Steve.
Yeah, it's good to see you. 7-7, happy anniversary. I'm sure there's a bunch of people that got married on this day at some point.
We were at one of them.
Were we?
Yeah.
Who got married on 7-7?
Thrill.
A happy anniversary to Thrill.
7-7-0-7.
I saw somebody post that this morning. I'm like, you're absolutely right. There's a ton of people out there that made it a point. Because it was like a couple years ago, like 7-7 landed on like a Friday or a Saturday. And they were like, that was like the hardest time ever for people to get a venue.
Yeah, I just give them a hard time. I was like, you can't forget yours. I mean, hell, yeah. I know it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Dude, I have those moments where I'm like, I think I remember it, but I always get things turned around. I'm like, is it 12-10 or is it 12-18? Because I knew I got married. But I'm like, I didn't get married in 2018. I got married in 2010. Okay, 12-18. Boom. I don't know about you, but the older I get, every day I have a moment of panic that I forgot something special. A birthday, an anniversary.
And I'm I do.
Right.
Yeah. I had a text from Pat. I mean, my cousin Pat is July 4th. I completely forgot on Sunday.
Right.
I texted him yesterday. He was like, hey, Pat, sorry. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Pat. But we made. Hey, I remembered we did a show last week, Ted.
Right, we did.
I even thought about it. Before the show started, I'm like, we did a show. Don't be stupid, Steve. Happy 4th. I hope you had a good 4th of July.
Awesome weekend.
I'm sure you were very sober the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Got up north.
Hit I was wasted with my child.
Hit a couple parties. Got in the sound. Went to a Mariners game. Fell asleep on a couch. That sums up my weekend.
I mean, I was going to say, that sums up a weekend in April as well. Did the Mariners win the game you went to?
They did.
They were on a good run until they met the Yankees.
Yeah, well, that's something too. Like, I say that, you know what, I'm just a sports fanatic.
Yep.
But every time you go see a sport, right? I was talking a couple weeks ago about being on the field for the Sounders and how crisp the pass were. Like, Shed Long, he one left his bat, and there's just no question. Like, that's a home run. Like, it sounds different. It looks different. It leaves the stadium in a hurry. Because some fly balls, you're like, does it have a chance?
Dude.
But like, right, when he cracked that one, it's like, that's gone.
I'm the worst with that. If somebody just hits the ball, I'm like, oh, that's going to be it. And it's like an infield pop out.
Oh, Steve, are you an early jumper?
Oh, yeah, very premature. I'm a very premature jumper when it comes to home runs.
There's always early jumpers.
Here we go! Second baseman caught that.
Nah. Especially when you get like people like me that get a few beers in them by the seventh inning, and everybody's an early jumper.
I'm also an early jumper if they hit a foul ball. I'm like, it's coming at my head! And it's like, it's going to the second level and I'm on the first level.
Dude, I spent a half...
I was a terrible outfielder, and it's a reason why.
I spent half an inning making fun of Glove Guy, and then it kind of dawned on me, like, oh my God, I hope nobody in front of us has their glove with them.
They probably did, but they're sitting on it in fear of being made fun of.
Right? So I'm like, yeah, Joe's one of those losers that brings his glove. Like, as I'm saying it, it's like, oh my God, I didn't have the guts to ask. No, but your glove's cool.
Yeah. I mean, yours has clearly been broken in. I'm talking about Joe brings a brand new glove. When I was a kid, I used to always bring the glove.
Right.
Hoping for the best.
You know what? And I should ease off that statement. Right. Kids should bring them. If you go to
BP. Why can't adults either?
I don't know. That's just one of my things. I don't. But I know a lot of people are glove people. There's probably somebody listening right now like, F you, Ted.
When I go to hockey games, I wear my blocker and my catcher.
Well, dude.
You just don't know.
So now I'm panicking. And I'm like, yeah. And Maryland, the lacrosse players bring the lacrosse sticks. Like, I guess, like, I'm backtracking.
You're trying to cover your own ass, even though you might not even have to.
Right. Because it's like this, you know, third inning, as loud as it is. And I am just clearly making fun of a large amount of baseball fans that are probably within earshot.
Good 20% of the fans probably wearing gloves. Excited. I'm going to catch a foul ball. And then they're like, oh, look, it's the Ted Smith from my favorite radio show, The Men's Room, clowning on me because I have a glove.
Dad, should I bring my glove? Yeah. Drunk guy behind me says I'm a loser.
Who's that guy? I think it's your favorite personality from that radio station you listen to. Oh, yeah, kid, you're stupid. I don't know what's going on. What do you mean? Did you see the catch of the guy made? While holding
the child? Baby? Yes.
Ha!
Did he have a glove?
No. And he had a child.
Yeah.
And he let go of the child to catch the ball, only to catch the baby before it hit the ground.
Oh, I thought that baby was in a container.
Was it? Okay, that makes me feel better.
I think the baby's in like one of those things on the front.
Because I'll be honest, dude.
Because he's right, like...
At first, I'm like, why are we celebrating this guy? He's 1 second away from child abuse.
I think the dangerous part was that ball was close to the baby itself. Or is he kind of like bent down and grabbed it?
The way I saw it on Twitter, it looked... It might have been just like the quality that I saw it on. I'm like, I can't believe this guy... let go of his child that he was holding.
Well, I think he was holding it, but it was in...
It was in like a harness.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes me feel a lot better about this parenting. Because I was like, this is the worst... This is an incredible moment, but easily the worst parent.
Or maybe I'm wrong and I'm just celebrating bad parents.
I mean, you know what? For all we know, we're both wrong. I just thought that was crazy. Did he have like a drink in his hand?
Yeah, I mean, the guy was doing it all. Yeah. He was multitasking on a high level.
Dad of the year.
Dad of the year.
All right, let's get inspired, Ted.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
Today's kind of what seems like a simple one.
Uh-oh.
But just listen to people. You know, and like, I know it's hard, and I do it too. But sometimes I talk to friends, and they're going through a tough time or whatever. And like, sometimes they just want somebody to talk to. Mm-hmm. You don't have to give them a solution.
Right.
Sometimes I'll say to friends, I'll go, look, that I don't have any advice for you, but I'm here for it. Like, I'll listen.
Yeah.
But this is out of my league.
Like, I'll be a human being hearing what you're saying, but I have nothing to help you with.
Right.
Right.
Like, what, you know,
a sounding board.
Right. We'll get to this at some points, right? But I'm just like, Steve, I have no advice. Like, I don't have a toddler at the house.
Right.
And any advice I could give probably wouldn't be the best advice. Like, drop the kid, grab the ball. Right. So sometimes, like, you know, like, just listen to them. You don't have to give them advice or whatever. Sometimes people just, you know, whether it's venting or just, they just want somebody else to know they're going through a tough time.
I try and do that with my kid. My kid's advice is always this, though. That's it.
That's it. Yeah, good advice.
Well, you know what? Sometimes that's all you need to hear is a good growl.
Yeah.
That's her new thing.
Growling.
Yeah, she's just sitting eating, and then all of a sudden she'll just look at us and then just
I kinda like it.
I think it's hilarious. So does Sid. So thankfully we're all on the same
page. I saw you got her that beverage finally.
Oh, dude, we went to this place. Shout out to this new place. It's called Creative. Oh, man.
By the way, before we get to that one, okay. Did you get the fruit drink with the spice on it?
Not yet. I almost went, but I was so dead tired after hockey on Thursday. And I was like, I just want to get home.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It was like one of those things, but I hope to. But this place is called Create Nutrition Company, and it's in Puyallup. They actually just opened like 2 days ago.
All right.
Big grand opening is going to happen this Saturday. Found out because we went in there. They got all these different like protein shakes and things along those lines. I got the Nutter Butter one. Awesome. And it's all vegan and gluten. Most of it. Like almost like all but one or two things is vegan and gluten free, which is cool.
Is it like more like a milkshake?
Yeah, it felt like a milkshake, but they also have like a refresher type drink. Like my wife got the peach ring. They even put a peach ring, like the candy, around the straw. But then they even have kid stuff on the menu. So we're like, what do they got? And they had one called the Cookie Monster, and it's like blue swirl in there and all this stuff. Well, we got one for Tatum. She took like it's on my Instagram at I'm Steve Migg. She took like a sip, and we're like, how's this going to go? And dude, it's like as if like it's like the first time he did like a hallucinogenic drug.
That's what he's saying, right?
Like the look on her face was like, where has this been my whole life? You know what I mean? My 18 months in this world, I have never experienced something so glorious. And so she kept like, first she had mine and that's what she was doing. Then like she was starting to get a little pissed at me for wanting to take it back. And I get that.
Yeah.
Like that's a real douche move on my part to take it away from her.
Yeah, your own drink.
Right. So fortunately her drink was done and I switched them out and man, she was like giggling in the backseat of the car, just drinking this thing. And we turn around when I hit a light and she's got the biggest smile on her face. She's like, this is awesome.
Yeah, I just saw the still of her, just like the death grip on it. And just
would not let go. And babies have no concept of brain freezes. I have no idea if she got a brain freeze or not.
Oh, she probably fought through it.
She didn't even care.
No.
No. She's like, I don't want to risk losing this.
Right. I've never had this. I can't let it go. Right? I don't want this night to end, man. Let's just stay up longer. Like, eventually, we're going to have to go to sleep.
One more sip, man. One more sip.
One more sip, man. That's all I need.
It's 2 a.m. You didn't want any more sips. You should go to bed. Ah, screw it. As long as I'm in bed by 5, I should be fine. Just let me have one more sip.
We got a game at 8.
That gives me 2 hours and 45 minutes to sleep. I got this. One more sip. It was a lot of fun, though.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I do have a question for you. Okay.
Hit me.
All right. So over the weekend, we did a lot of fun stuff. We went to a park called the Tolmie State Park in Lacey.
All right.
Shout out to that place. It's like on a beachfront. Really cool. Just kind of a small little area, but it's fun to walk around. Some good like little trails to walk through. And if you like being waterside, you know, at a waterfront, it's a perfect place to go because it was pretty quiet, too.
All right.
It's like $10. You need a discovery pass or just pay $10 in cash and you could go into this park. And it's in Lacey. It was awesome. So that was a lot of fun. Have a one quick random thing about that one. So I mentioned it on the air, but I'd love to get your reaction to this. So my wife goes to the bathroom with Tatum, and I'm waiting at the bathroom. I'm just with Lulu, and we're just, and it's 4th of July. I'm just kind of like minding my own business. All of a sudden, I just hear in the background, psst. I'm like, the hell is that? So I just ignore it. You know what I mean? You know, nothing good ever comes from someone going psst
at a public bathroom.
In a bathroom.
Yeah.
Right. I'm outside the bathroom. The psst is coming from outside the bathroom as well.
All right.
So a couple seconds goes by again. A little more aggressive. It's like, psst. Do I really want to deal with this? My wife's in the bathroom.
Is it behind you?
It's kind of to the left of me.
All right.
If I'm staring at the bathrooms, right? So it's a big bathroom.
All right.
One more time. Finally, I'm like, I look at the guy. I'm like, what? It's a guy. And he's kind of like ducks away for a second, comes back out. And then and I'm like, what? And he goes, there's rabbits over there. And I'm just like, okay, your reaction's the exact same reaction I had. I'm like, what the F am I in the... Can my wife hurry up and get out of the bathroom so we can leave this weird rabbit man?
There's rabbits over there?
Yeah. So... But he's like on the side of the wall. So in order for me to see these rabbits, I have to like go around the bathroom. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, the hell is this guy even? Like, I know what a rabbit looks like. Why do I care to see another freaking rabbit?
Yeah, so I see rabbits like, in my neighborhood in Capitol Hill.
Right. So I just kind of give him like the cool man. A few seconds go by again. Psst. And he goes, like he does a over here kind of a thing.
Does he look disheveled or just like a regular dude?
Like a middle-aged, maybe even like maybe in his 50s.
All right.
Had a dog with him.
All right. So he's just a nature freak.
I guess. But he's wearing jeans. And I don't know in my head, a nature freak doesn't wear jeans. They wear khakis. That's just my own thing.
All right. That's very specific, but I like it.
I don't know why. But I'd say, oh, I'm picturing like Steve Irwin if you're like a nature guy. Either khaki shorts or khakis. Just plain old. So getting to the point that I'm like, yeah, man, I'm good. And then finally, he like left me alone. But then, like we were saying, I'm like, I kind of should have just gone around just to see what the hell he was like. What was so special about it? Because we were joking. I'm like, what if I went around the bend and it was like a Donnie Darko type rabbit? Like, you know, like a human guy.
Just dressed like, as a rabbit.
Hey, would you like a picture?
I just like this guy was so fired up that he's like, I got to tell the other guy by the bathroom. And I'm just, I don't blame you. That is the wrong place. A public park bathroom. You don't psst. People.
You don't psst anybody.
Yeah. I mean, right? Like, I don't know about you. I'm just like, I don't know what this is. Whatever your lifestyle is, I just want no parts of it.
Right. So finally he walks away, probably to go track down the rabbits.
Yeah.
Sid comes out and I'm like, you won't believe what just happened. And I go, I had to go so bad. Like, honestly, if we were in Lacey and we were somewhere in Puyallup, I would have just held it just so we could get into the car. But I'm like, babe, we're going to the bathroom. If there's if some guy just shows up, just make some sounds. Like, just holler. Because I don't know if this guy was off his rocker. I don't know what the story was, but there was a guy that was psst-ing me to see a rabbit. And she's like, okay. I'm like, just make sounds. I will come running out. I don't even care if I finish peeing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a little concerned. I probably don't need to be, but it's just not often that someone does that at a bathroom at a public park.
No.
Ever.
Again, the worst, I mean, the only worst public bathroom would have been like a rest stop area.
Right? Why would you do that?
Yeah, for rabbits.
Right, if it was like a freaking, like a...
Mountain lion?
A mountain lion.
A bear?
Right. Anything. A unicorn. Neil Patrick Harris riding a unicorn. You bet your... If he's like, psst. MPH is on a unicorn. I'm
Harold or Kumar.
Right. I'm in. Rabbits.
God, that's weird.
It was so weird, man. All right. So here's my question for you.
All right.
So the other day we go to a birthday party. It was at Lake Taps. Awesome time. One of Sid's friends. Great people. Always have a blast.
Is it for an adult or for a child?
It was for a child, the birthday party. So it wasn't like a drinking thing. But I don't know what your take is on these things. So her friend loves playing games. Like,
okay.
It's like board games, or they create games. Like, she'll just create like random silly games, and they're fun. But I'm not a game guy.
All right.
So it's such a weird thing when it's like you're being singled out to be a part of a game and you don't want to be a part of the game.
Correct.
So all of a sudden she's like, hey, everybody, we're going to play a game for all the guys. And it's like a competition for a silly t-shirt they got at Walmart. It was like, you know, a gag gift.
All right.
And at first I'm like, you know, I've done it before. One time we had a party and the game was we all had to hold like an, like I think like a matchbox car and an egg. And a spoon, kind of like the old egg race, but it was a matchbox car, so you didn't make a mess. And you had to run to like one end to the other, and whoever was able to do it with the car still in their hand won, kind of a thing. It's like those kind of games. They're not in my wheelhouse.
And it's not I feel awkward doing it. We're not at a bachelor party. We're not children.
No, and no one's
or
drunk.
Or bachelorette party. Right? And like, if you're drunk, I can imagine doing this. But just like sober, just like we're just playing games?
Yes. It's big into them. It's like, did you bring your swim trunks? And I'm like, of course I did. You know, we're at Lake Taps, and if Tatum wants to go in the water, you bet your butt I'm going to put on my swim trunks. I wasn't wearing it. It's like, well, get them on. We got a game to play. And I looked at Sid, and I'm like, do not want to do this. And Sid's like, well. And her mutual friend, who's also a really cool person, she's just like, you can't say no to her games. I'm like, watch me. It's like, no one says no to her games. And I'm like, and I'm looking, and she's absolutely right. Every guy is like getting changed or getting in the water. And then finally she comes over and she's like, Steve, you playing? I'm like, no.
Oh, nice.
I'm like, sorry, I'm going to pass on this one. She's like, what? And she says that to her husband already in the water. Steve's not playing the game. Now everyone's looking at me like
she yells into the water.
Like shaming me in a fun way. But I'm like, oh my gosh, like this is so ridiculous.
And so what happens next?
I just stood my ground. I'm like, I'm not playing this. I looked at Sid. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this game. It's giving me anxiety. I'm not in the mood to play a game. I have no idea what this game is. And then I overhear what she's going to do. They had this thing. I don't even know what it's called. But it's like, it's maybe like 10 feet by 8 feet. And it's like a foamy type of a surface. But it's like a floor.
Yeah.
And it goes in the water. And kids can like lay on it or stand on it. It floats. Yeah. But, like, the more weight you have, of course, it goes down. But, like, if you're a kid, you can stand on this thing.
Right.
Well, the idea of the game was two guys would get on it. Once you get balanced, the job is to push the other guy off of it. And we're doing this right by a dock. So there's, like, a dock right by there. And I'm thinking, this is just going to be a disaster waiting. I mean, thank God no one's drunk. Or we're thinking, well, I'm thinking we're playing crack skulls. You know what I mean? So all of a sudden, like, now we've just become like these savages that are wrestling on this like floaty thing. And everyone else having a good time with it. And that's cool. I'm just like looking at this. I'm like, there's no way I want to do this. And now, of course, everyone's like, Steve, aren't you a wrestler? Don't you want to do this? And like,
I've been through this.
I was like, no, you're not paying me. I don't wrestle for free. Like just joking around. But
yeah.
But in my head, I'm like, I don't feel like getting injured. I know me. I will hurt myself. Somehow I will twist my knee or I'll twist an ankle. Something's going to happen. And I have a lot of cool stuff coming up in the world of wrestling. I don't feel like risking it for something I don't even want to do in the first place. As soon as they start doing this, Sid just leans over and goes, I'm so glad you said no. She's like, I know how this. She's like, this is not your thing.
No. And like, I don't know, man. That seems real aggressive for like, hey, we're going to play a game. Now guys go out there and wrestle on a floating platform that may or may not sink.
Right. And it's like a tournament style. So if you win, next person.
Yeah.
And a few of the guys are military dudes, and they were getting into it.
Of course they were.
Right. So it started off like silly, like a little push. Next thing you know, people are spearing each other like they're freaking Edge in WrestleMania.
Yeah, I would have opted out of that.
I just didn't seem like a good idea. I mean, yeah. You know.
Can I get like a noodle and just float around this lake? Can I get to paddleboard out?
Right. And then at that point, I'm like, well, I'm not going to put on my swim trunks because if I go out in the water, they're going to be like, well, why don't you play the game? Like, maybe at least they'd think, oh, he doesn't want to go in the water. But really, I didn't feel like cracking my skull.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said no. Way to stand your ground.
It impressed my wife's friend. She was just like, you just said no? I'm like, yeah, I don't want to do it. I don't come to, like, and she goes, if you don't want to come like in the future, if you just don't want to like come to, I'm like, no, I legitimately think the world of your friends. Like, they're awesome. Like, and I think she's great. Like, and a super fun person to talk to. It's not, I've zero issues with parties with them. Like, but I'm not going to feel bad to say no to a game. And she wasn't like, I think people were like worried more of like, you know how people overthink things? They're like, you can't say no, because she's good at convincing you not to. But like, if you stand your ground, she's going to eventually give up and not like make it a thing. It's not like she like yelled at me and threw like a cucumber at my head.
But I mean,
that
would have
been funny.
I think it's the same thing like boozing, right?
Yep.
Like, if somebody showed up to a party and didn't want to drink, you wouldn't be like, you got to drink. We're all having
some do, though.
Seltzers.
Right.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Some people do. But like, right, you wouldn't give it two thoughts. So it's like, all right, well, I just don't want to play your game.
That's all. I mean, I'm still having fun.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to laugh at the people who are doing it.
That does kind of ruin not being able to just chill in the lake, though.
No, I was like, and Tatum wasn't really feeling the water, so I really didn't have any reason. She wanted to get in the hot tub.
All right.
But I was like, ah. I don't know if the hot tub's really is the way to go in like super hot weather for a child.
Yeah, I was just saying, you got to be careful with kids in there anyhow.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Sometimes the warm water gets them flowing.
Dude, you just made me remember something. So there was one kid, he was in the water the whole time. He gets out of the water and he's standing next to his mom and his dad on the like grass. And all of a sudden, like, you know, his swim trunks are dripping water, but they're dripping a lot faster. He's just taking a leap.
Oh, yeah, he's just standing there.
And I'm dying. And his dad's mortified, but his dad's like, buddy, you could have done that in the water. You can't just do that on the grass. And he's just standing like, doo-doo-doo. It was awesome. So that was my fun 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, like when I was in the water, I was just swimming around, and then I tried to paddleboard a little bit. I am terrible at that. I can only do it on my knees and only for so far.
Okay, so paddleboarding is the one where you stand.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
I have tried. This is probably the most successful mission, but I mean, I was not on that thing that long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but some people just hop up there, and it's like nothing to them.
Dude, whenever we go to Hawaii, we see it. And like, you see it in Green Lake. You see it around here, too.
Yeah.
Like in Tacoma, we see it a lot as well. And so she's always wants to do it. She's like, I want to do it in Hawaii. My first time I want to do it is in Hawaii. I'm like, all right, well, I'm hoping one day we'll go back to Hawaii. We have a plane ticket that we purchased before the pandemic. We got to make that happen at some point. But it just looks so peaceful. Especially like,
it does.
Dude, when the guy has his dog or girl had their dog on the
front,
on the boat, or
yeah,
on the whatever, that board, that is the coolest thing. Lulu wouldn't be able to handle that.
No.
Can you imagine Lulu?
I mean, dude,
shaking.
That's what I'm saying. I was just trying to do it on my knees and probably fell twice before I finally steadied myself. I was like, all right.
So were you able to stand up for any period of time?
No. That's what I'm saying, Steve. It was touch and go just on my knees.
You probably wouldn't have done well at this game that we were playing over at Lake Tops.
No chance. I mean, I would have already been bored. Like, can we get like a seltzer? Also, I don't have a kid. Why am I here?
Came with Stevie, promised me a good time at the lake.
Right. I'd be texting Drago like, hey man, can I come down to your guys' place?
Meanwhile, they had like an endless supply of watermelon, which made me very happy.
Watermelon's great.
And I learned that Tatum loves watermelon.
Yeah.
So she's just eating, double fisting rinds of watermelon. Well, we learned rather quickly when babies eat watermelon, they poop massively.
Ooh.
Oh my gosh. It was like an explosion.
Yeah, I was there with the watermelon 2 weekends ago at Lake Sammamish.
Yeah.
And I'm just like pounding pieces of it. Finally, it's like somebody's like, you could put the rinds like in the trash. Because I just kept stacking them on the plate. Like, sorry, it's been a long morning already. It's been a long Saturday. It's 100 some degrees. I need something to eat.
It's like the plates of sushi. That way you know how many you've had.
Yeah, right. I'm just like putting a little pile.
Meanwhile, Tatum's trying to eat the rind as well. Just gnawing
just
at it.
Just after it.
She doesn't care. Like, that's delicious.
I mean, like, all food is great.
Yes.
Fruits are great. But there is just something about summertime. I don't care who you are. It's like, you know what? I'll take a piece of watermelon.
Especially when it's on the actual rind. Like,
yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I will love watermelon any way, shape, or form. I also love it when they hollow out the actual watermelon shell and then make this, use like the ice cream scooper or whatever it is.
Oh, the little melon balls?
Oh, my gosh. And
yeah.
The toothpicks? That's the best way.
Yeah.
And you make the watermelon into a basket.
Oh, yeah. Oh, geez, Steve.
I don't. I'm saying someone should.
I mean, I'm just sitting there making radishes into blossoms. Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do. You know me, old Radish Ted.
All right, Radish Ted.
Why don't we take a quick break? When we come back, we'll get to the wide world of sports and see what's going on.
Yeah.
And I think that was all I had on my own. Oh, I have a very, I can even let you think about this.
All right.
I want you to think this over. This was an actual thing, a sentence that my wife said to me, and I want you to try and figure out what the context was, because you know my wife.
All right.
And if you listen to the MegaCast, you get a vibe of what my wife is like. She's not a raunchy person. So 2 days ago, and I wrote it down, I'm like, I can't wait to share this with Ted. She actually, it was yesterday, and she just looks at me and goes, "Where's your blower? I put some lube in here."
All right.
Figure out what we were talking about. I want to hear what Ted thinks it is when the MegaCast returns.
Ted and Steve need a minute so that they can strip down to their underwear and stare at each other. The MegaCast will be back.
For people who prefer the interior of a car, but need the exterior bed of a truck, it ain't a car, taint a truck, it's both. It's the new Chevy Taint. Economy size or the king size Chevy Perini. Either side of the line, they're both a smooth ride. The new Chevy Taint.
Are we really gonna let these two talk again? The MegaCast is back.
Everything was going great. Oh, Steve Nick showed up.
The party of 2021 when he showed up and said no to a game. Now nobody wants to play games. And it all started with Sid's husband, Steve Miggs.
All right, I have a thought.
Okay, so the question, again, it's not even a question, but this is what my wife said to me yesterday. Where's your blower? I put some lube in here.
I'm assuming we're talking about a leaf blower.
A leaf blower. You would be wrong.
Where's your blower? Is it a bubble blower?
I mean, you're going in the right direction. Kind of.
So it's not a yard piece of equipment. I put some lube in here. I mean, I feel like she's using lube incorrectly.
It's definitely not used for anything that, like,
right,
adult purposes.
So would this be more like putting oil in something?
Okay. So I'll show you what it was for this thing.
Oh.
It's called a wubble.
Wubbles.
The giant, like, squishy balls.
Yeah.
Well, so my wife got one for our backyard. Like, oh, this
would
be fun.
Dude, you know how big those get?
Apparently really big. We stopped it at, like, it says it gets up to 3 feet.
Massive.
Maybe we should re-blow it. Well, anyways, we got it and tried to put the hole, like, thing in through the hole.
Yeah.
Blower on. Nothing was working. For like, and it's just like, usually it's me that's losing my mind over this. My wife was getting pissed because she wanted to have this giant wobble ball for Tatum to play with. And then finally, we're like, look at the directions. Let's look at the directions. Because you think, how hard, why do we need to read directions on how to blow up a balloon, right? Well, the direction said put some petroleum jelly on it first in the hole.
Right.
Then stick the needle in it. And then put the blower, like, because I was using, like, our little inflatable toy blower that we have for, like, you know, like, pool floats.
Aero beds or stuff like that. Not aero beds, because they have theirs attached.
So I guess the lube was what was able to get it fully through the hole.
All right.
Which, I mean, that's a life lesson right there.
Yeah, those wubbles are unbelievable.
Oh, once it started blowing up, we were like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, and, like, sometimes when you press it, it, like, goes around you and then bounces back off.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, they're big at festivals. I learned about them from Terrence's brother.
Okay, well, yeah, we got one for a little baby Tatum. And we didn't get it. We hit a point where, like, I think this is big enough because, again, she's just a little child. So it's almost about her height.
I was going to say, much bigger. It'll probably knock her over.
Yeah, so we wanted to make sure she would have fun with it as well.
Yeah, man, those things when you're at a festival and they're just bouncing around the crowd.
But when she said that to me, I was like, what the hell am I?
That's a weird one.
I got to write this one down because we just started cracking up. But yeah, okay, I've seen those at the festivals.
That's what it is. They're wubbles. Oh, that's right. You've been there with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Been to a couple festivals with you.
Giant teddy bears, the wubbles around.
They're pretty sweet.
Yeah. I like them.
Oh, Baby Tatum does too.
How's the bubbles over there?
Oh, we got a few bubble machines.
All right. Yeah. Frank's got a couple new ones, but cousin Sean and I are looking at buying. There's a gun. It's like
the bubble gun?
Yeah. And it's just like, it's like the, like, you know, just like, and it's just bubbles everywhere. I was like, we might have to invest in that.
We just got one. It looks like a pineapple. And it has like a little spinny wheel inside of it. And you hit a button and it just starts spinning and it shoots out the bubble. But that thing, you pour it up, you fill it up within like a minute, you got to refill it.
Yeah.
And fortunately, bubble juice, soap water, bubble juice isn't that expensive. It's like $1 for a big ass bottle.
And you can make it at home.
Yeah. We're too lazy. We were at Target. It was $1.
Yeah.
I'm like, sometimes time is more important than money. Right. More often than not.
Right. Between the wubbles, like take out the music, the alcohol, maybe some drug use. Basically, bubbles, wubbles. It's the same thing for toddlers and festivals.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. Like, I look at her and I'm like, she's basically me on acid. Like, it's so funny. Like, it's stumbling around, digging her hands in the dirt.
Half naked.
My favorite thing to do with her, dude, it cracks me up, and hopefully she'll continue to do it. I keep bringing it up, so maybe one day when you're over, I'll get her to do it. I'll just be like, where's your belly? And she'll lift up her shirt and then just start smacking her belly like this, and she thinks that's the funniest S ever. And it cracks me up, because then she'll just do it forever. Like, she just loves, like remember the old wrestler Kamala?
Yeah.
The Ugandan Giant. She's just like, ah! So great. But, yeah, dude, it's... It totally feels like Festival Steve, minus all the actual intoxicants.
Right. Minus that stuff. It's the same stuff.
Same joyous wonder.
Like yesterday, at any time.
You know, we have a bunch of crap going on in our backyard, and we have a couple wheelbarrows filled with like little rocks, like because we're like doing some stuff with the landscaping and things. So for a good half hour, I watched her just go to the wheelbarrow, grab two rocks, one in each hand, work her way up the steps where she had to hold the two rocks with one arm. So like two little steps in our back area, yeah. Right? Nothing much. Walk into this umbrella that we keep outside on the back little deck area. Drop the rocks inside the umbrella. She did that for a good half hour.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I would totally have done something like that if I was like, you know, not of this world.
I got caught up in a chip handoff.
A chip handoff?
Yeah. We were sitting outside. We had grilled up, Jesse had grilled up burgers and dogs. We're sitting there. There's a bag of chips. So Frank, it's my little dude, or... little buddy, she's a girl.
Right.
Francis keeps handing me chips, and Joe's on the other side. Joe's like, can I get a chip? He gets the stare down, just staring at Joe. And finally, like,
children and dogs don't like Joe.
I'm like, Francis, please give Joe a chip. And she, like, kind of walked it out. But I mean, 10 minutes before this, Joe was her best friend when he was blowing bubbles.
Well, he didn't have bubbles anymore.
He didn't have bubbles. He was out.
Yeah. All of a sudden, he lost his superpower.
God. We told that story again to Jesse and Jamie.
Oh, about the dog.
About Lulu. Right. As soon as he went to sleep, there she is.
It's like the greatest thing. For a quick bridge story for those listening, our friend Joe came over. We're all wasted. He wanted nothing more than to win over Lulu's affection, and Lulu hated him.
Yeah.
Hated him dead. Like, he was like, enemy number one. Anytime he tried, she'd growl, she'd snap. And Lulu's not like that.
No.
And so, like, Ted and I are wasted. We just kept going, look, man, she doesn't like you. Just give it a few minutes. Leave her alone. She'll warm up to you. It's bound to happen.
Right. He's, like, on the ground trying to give it. Like, I think Steve finally was just like, hey, Joe, like, seriously, just give it up.
Right. Like, I'm getting now angry at you. Like, yeah. Lulu doesn't like you. I'm starting to not like you, and I love you. Like, this is getting ridiculous. So finally, he gets so wasted, he passes out. What does Lulu do? Within seconds, jump on the couch, curl up next to him, and cuddle on him.
Yeah. As soon as Joe went to sleep, which in his defense, it was already late. But she ran right over, and we were like, all right, of course.
Yeah. She's like, F this guy. Take a picture. Send it to him.
No chips.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport. Of victory and the agony of defeat. This is
the Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people, great popcorn.
Best. Happy birthday, Patrick. Happy birthday, Patrick.
All right.
A lot going on in the summertime.
Yes.
First of all, we got NBA Finals just started last night.
Suns and Bucks. What a ratings bonanza that's
going to
be.
I know. Like, I'm happy to see it, but I'm sure if you're the NBA, you're like, what the hell is going on? We got Milwaukee and Phoenix in the finals.
I agreed. I'm on the same fence as you, side of the fence, because I love seeing teams that never win championships have a chance at winning championships.
Yeah, and like the Suns, it's like, all right, cool.
Is it still the Suns in four? Is that still the catchphrase?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, they won game one. So, I mean, look, if they sweep in four, that guy will never pay for another drink in Phoenix again.
A legend.
Legend.
Dude, I got to go. I once went to a Phoenix Suns game. All right. But I went for the Super Bowl, for the Seahawks-Patriots game in Phoenix. That was a lot of fun. That's a cool place.
Yeah, you know what? I've been down to Arizona, but we were in Scottsdale, so I saw like a preseason game preseason game for the Giants.
Okay,
right after they won the Super Bowl. But yeah, I haven't been to an actual Phoenix sports.
No, it's super fun. They have that gorilla.
He's one of the best mascots in the world.
I thought of you when I was there. I was like, this guy's good. He's really, and their cheerleaders, shockingly, in Phoenix, Arizona, are very attractive.
Shout out to Tempe. Sounders still don't lose.
Unreal.
Not that they win every game. They just don't lose.
No, I don't know. I don't remember when they won a game though.
Well, they're playing again tonight, so we'll see.
And is it Houston?
Yes, Houston Dynamo are in town. Tampa Bay looks like they're poised to win that cup. That'll be two back-to-back.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I know it's been a minute, but we got to talk about that goal. Remember the one that you texted me?
Which one was that?
That was the one where the guy was diving and he batted it into the net.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Blake Coleman?
I can't remember. I just remember
he used to be a devil, and he had goals like that before, which is crazy.
Right, and it was like there was like 0.3 left on the clock, right?
Going into the third period, right? Second period, about to be done. Game was tied.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure the dude, it's like half a second. There's like 2 seconds left. He doesn't shoot the puck. I'm like, what is he thinking? He passes to a guy who's falling, reaching out with his stick, and just bats it. And the crazy part, like I said, he's done crazy goals like this before. He's just great hand-eye coordination, puts it in with like less than a second left, and it just sucked the life out of Montreal.
It did. That, I mean, honestly, you could argue that's where the series is lost.
It could be. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought for sure game four. Montreal had the lead 1-0. Tampa Bay ties it. Then they had the lead 2-1. Tampa Bay ties it. Then they go into overtime like, oh, here
down
we go.
A man.
Yes. They were down a man for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, I'm with you. I didn't think they were, but you know, they got a win.
Killed the penalty, scored the goal. We have game five tonight.
That is tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So the other big things going on is you have the Euro Cup going on right now, which England, I think, is playing currently. So it would be kind of exciting to see, can England actually win? But there's also the Copa America. So last night is Argentina versus Colombia. It goes to PKs. Mm-hmm. The Argentinian keeper, who was signed with Arsenal, but we weren't ever smart enough to play him. Steve, he's losing his mind. Like, as soon as the other guy's coming up for the PKs, he's out there talking trash and everything. He makes two stops in a row.
He's talking trash to the other team?
Yeah. Like, in soccer, that's like a thing. Like, if you're the keeper, like, you make a point to kind of, like, do this whole, like, ritual. But also, you want to make sure that guy knows that you're in charge.
He's interesting.
Like, he's inside of your box. And sometimes you chirp him a little bit.
I don't really feel like hockey, you do that.
No. I feel like hockey, goaltenders are much more, like, you're just quiet, waiting, and then, right.
Because you don't want it to bite you in the ass.
Correct. But with soccer, it's such a mental thing. Because the advantage is full for the guy kicking the ball.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're almost going 50-50 dive in one way. So you want to get in their head and just establish you're the man.
Mm-hmm.
So he makes two stops in a row. And on the second stop, he's right there on the end line. And Stevie walks over and just does this.
Like a hip thrust.
A whole full, both arm, hip thrust. So then Colombia comes back and scores one on him. And now they're dancing. They're yelling at him. And then he finally saves one to end it. And Argentina just goes nuts. He did a full hip thrust. And I was like, even the announcers were like, he's intimidating him. You can tell him. And there's that. Like, there's no way to be like, yeah, he's out here. I'm serious. Like, I
kind of want to do that now when I make a save in hockey.
It was unbelievable. I mean, that's why I like soccer, especially different parts of the world do things differently. But I was like, oh, I love watching the game down in South America.
That's
like,
insane.
Yeah, full hip thrust. And it worked. I mean, granted, after that, he let one
that's
in.
It's like on the playground, you do stuff like that.
Right? But he was just so in the frickin' zone.
I like that kind of stuff, though. It's like,
yeah.
I like when athletes, I don't care if you're at the top level of sports, when you do stuff that's childish, because it's still a child sport. You know what I mean? Like, have fun. I mean, okay, hip thrusts, probably not many children are doing that, but you know what I mean? Like, being a little over the top, having enjoying the sport again.
Right. It's the same, because it's a sport. Yeah. And, it, like, at the end of the day, like, who really cares? But you're right. I mean, that's
act
why
you've like been there before.
Yeah,
I hate that.
That's why you see sports teams dancing all the time and stuff. That is just pure joy coming out. Well, and he is so in the zone. He just didn't know what to do, and his arms are there.
That's why I love that Tatis Jr.
Right? Yeah, Fernando Tatis Jr.
from
San Diego. I love that dude, yeah.
I am such a fan of that guy because he looks like he's having the time of his life out there and said, and has a giant middle finger to all the unwritten rules of baseball.
Yes.
And, dude, when I was wrestling in Spokane, I was at the merch table, and a kid came by. I think he bought something, and maybe just said hi or something. As he was leaving, I'm like, hey, man, nice hat. He was wearing the brown San Diego Padres hat, which I love that color scheme. And
I'm with you.
And he turns around and goes, oh, thanks so much. He's like, I just got this hat. I'm like, cool. He goes, I hated baseball, but then I found out about this Tatis guy, and I love him, and I'm a fan of baseball now. I'm like,
yeah.
Boom. That's exactly what they need. They need more guys like him that'll make – a 13-year-old excited about baseball again.
Yeah,
as opposed to like some 60-year-old guy that's still like, I miss the days of when you wouldn't even think of doing something like that, you know, and then everything went downhill.
The bats.
Right.
Who cares?
Like then Ken Griffey Jr. wore his hat backwards, and next thing you know, everything went to hell. Tatis, in my opinion, I don't know much about baseball anymore. He's my favorite baseball player, though.
Right. He makes you want to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I'm with you. Like that, I mean, again, it's sports.
Dude, it's like that even with hockey. Like, I just saw the Kraken announce their two assistant coaches. Gun to my head, I can't name them. I'm sorry. Right. Like, I love hockey. I'm excited. It'll take a while until I remember who the assistant coaches are. And I go on social media, of course, because I want to see what kind of miserable human beings we can find on there. And it's like within seconds, people are like, I'm so underwhelmed by these decisions. Like, oh my God. Like, it's like, what kind of exciting, sexy pick did you expect as an assistant coach? There's not that never happened. Why do you care? Just be happy they got those guys in place before the expansion draft.
Yeah, and half the time, you're not going to hear about an assistant who's been doing it for years until they're next in line for a job somewhere, or some offense is completely different, or they're running some scheme nobody's seen before. And then
people get way too nerdy about this stuff.
Yeah.
It's a freaking assistant coach. You know, if they do a great job, we're not going to keep them for very long. But that's awesome. That's for a good reason. But like, and then I go and look and do a little research. Both of these guys were crushing it as coaches. And like, one guy was in the, I think, Ontario League. Great job as a coach. The other guy, I think, was in the AHL. Did a good job as a coach as well. Like, these aren't bad coaches. They've coached at a high level. You're not going to get like John Tortorella, maybe a bad example because some people hate him. But you know what I mean? Like a name coach to be the assistant coach to our coach.
Right. And that's how it works.
It's just so funny, man. People just want to be like armchair quarterbacks for everything.
Yeah.
I'm very underwhelmed by these decisions. I'm like, you shouldn't be overwhelmed by a decision on who the assistant coach is.
Wait, I don't even have a team yet.
Right.
All right. Are we back next week?
What's next? I think so.
All right.
I mean, barring any weird disasters, I think.
I'm never sure anymore, Steve.
The 14th. Oh, crap. I don't think we are. An old fraternity brother from college is in town.
All right.
And wanted to get lunch. And the only day that worked, he's here like on a Wednesday and a Thursday. And the only day he could do lunch is Wednesday. And he was hitting me up about doing dinner. I'm like, yeah, dinner's not going to happen. And he's like, well, why not? I'm like, I have a child. Like, I'm not going to be able. And then, so we set up, we're probably going to go grab a lunch. Well, definitely. And he's like, well, bring the family. I'm like, they're not going to drive all the way from Puyallup up to meet up with us in Seattle.
Is he staying up here?
Yeah, him and his whole family. They're like doing a cross-country driving thing.
Oh, so no kidding.
Yeah, so it's kind of cool. I haven't seen him probably in close 20 years.
No kidding.
Like, we weren't like best friends in college, but we were friends. Like, we were in the same fraternity. We also had the same major. We stayed in touch, clearly, like, thanks to Facebook. But had it not been for Facebook, I would not even know what he looks like anymore. Like, I mean, I know what he looks like in college. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
But it's such a I didn't even think about how weird that is. Like, I didn't even think once, like, wow, I haven't seen him in like 20 plus years.
Yeah. You got to go to that lunch.
Right.
That's a decent reason.
Yeah. It's not like as if I'm just blowing you off to go like, to the Kraken team shop to bitch about their assistant coaches or something. I don't know why that's the thing that came up. But
yeah, I'm going to buy two official sweaters, and I want to put in a complaint about assistant coach. Yeah,
I like to speak
Sir,
to the
you
manager.
Realize we don't have a team. We haven't had a practice yet.
Let me speak to your manager. I know that they have something to do with the front office.
Right.
No, I'm just the manager of this store. I was a manager at an H&M before they hired me here. Don't try and lie to me.
Right.
I know. Your last name's Lewicki. I know it. No, actually, it's Lewis. I don't know.
All right, so we're not back next week.
I don't think so.
All right.
Unless something weird happens, then we'll be back.
That works for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then at least in 2 weeks, I could say, hey, I didn't see you. Is it September yet?
Oh, dude, I know.
I'm so ready for that Mark Rabillet show.
It's only July 7th.
I know.
We're not even halfway through summer, man. It was so hot in June. It threw everybody off. And then, like, today it's kind of cloudy. I did the same thing. I was like, I'll tell you what, football will be here in no time. I'm in my shower. And I'm like, no, it's not. Like, it's July 7th.
But it's cold and 70 outside.
Dude, I love today. I was like, we need a few of these days after the last couple
these,
of weeks.
These are the days I would live for. I would be fine with this kind of a climate every day of the year. Like a little bit of sun, maybe more, like, you know, but mid-70s.
That's what it said. Or like last week, right? Like mid-70s, low 80s, 65 at night. That's why we live in the Northwest.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not none of this 110-degree weather crap that we had.
It's for the birds, man.
My air conditioning couldn't even keep up with it. It was awful. All right. Possibly next week. Most likely not.
Yeah.
Have a great couple weeks, Ted.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to. You can have a terrible couple
weeks. I'm thinking of something. I got something to promote, but that's a couple weeks off.
What's going on?
We got some fights back.
Ooh, Brian Holmquist stuff.
Yeah, man. We'll be down at Cage Sport.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. It'll be fun to actually watch some live fights.
Nice. I got some wrestling stuff coming up. I'm going back to Spokane.
Nice. Well, I haven't seen that. They reopened that casino, but it was during right after the pandemic.
So nice.
I'm excited to go in there and see that showroom and everything else. Like, it should be good. Get back down to my spot, Asado, get a little dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Traditions are back.
You don't have to wear a mask.
Right?
Things are good.
I'll bring my vax card just in case.
Just take a picture. Put it on your phone. That's what I did.
I know, but I laminated it, so I keep that thing on me.
You did, huh?
I laminated a copy of it.
Okay.
Don't laminate the real one because you might have to get a booster.
Right. I was about to say, here I am about to be like, you know, actually.
Yeah, I know. I know. I saw it in your feed. You're right. That's what I was like, no, it's a. I laminated a copy of it. And so, nobody cares. You can just use your phone, but you
right,
know me.
Right.
I'm so proud of it. I'm like, look, I got mine. They're like, yeah, thank you, sir.
You should get like a lanyard thing.
Like these people do for Seahawks games.
Yeah. Or even more over the
print
top.
It, you know what? I'll talk t-shirt. To Keith and just print it on a shirt.
Yeah, let's hit up Inker Prints.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Your vaccination card on a shirt. And on the back it just says, vaccinated, bitch.
Vaxxed, not waxed.
Yeah.
All right.
With a little hole in the shirt to show that they have hair.
Right.
I don't know what the hell's going on, man. We're off the rails, Ted.
We are.
We should have ended this 4 minutes ago. All right. Follow us on Twitter @TheMegaCast.
Please do.
Thank you.